Hi there, welcome to this edition of the Arts Roundup. I'm Gerwin Jones, and real glad that you could join me. Today I'll be bringing you an overview of historic, contemporary, and future cultural events taking place in, or emanating from, our cultivated island of Cuba. I'll be right back. The president of Cuba, Miguel Díaz-Canel, has just supported the call of the Cuban intellectual Graciela Pogolotti to identify, recognize, and defend the heritage of the Caribbean nation. The president showed his support for Pogolotti's claim with the publication on Twitter of a phrase from the opinion article Abanaridad of the essayist published in the newspaper Juventud Rebelde. Graciela Pogolotti rightly summons us in this way. The revolution has also founded heritage. You have to identify it, recognize it, and defend it, the head of state wrote in the aforementioned social network. Through a remembrance of important passages of her life in the time near the triumph of the revolution, Graciela Pogolotti addresses the history of the ceramic mural of the sculptor Amelia Palaez, located in the Hotel Havana Libre, which is in the process of restoration. In the Juventud Rebelde article, the leading intellectual recognizes that heritage values are not simply from ancient times, but that the revolution also founded them, and she called attention to the need to identify, recognize, and defend them. In that sense, she suggested studying the bibliographies of important researchers on the island, taking into account current studies of architecture and urban planning, the subject of construction masters, and the training of architects. President Díaz-Canel insists on the link with the universities. To them we could add the research centers and all sources of knowledge useful for thinking holistically, she said. Graciela Pogolotti, born in Paris in 1924, currently serves as president of the Advisory Council of the Minister of Culture, vice president of the Union of Writers and Artists of Cuba, and is a member of the Cuban Academy of Language. The exhibition Lost Documents, Children of Chernobyl in Cuba by the Peruvian artist Sonia Cunliffe is now on display at the Fototeca de Cuba. The exhibition has documents and audiovisuals on the stay in the Caribbean island of thousands of Ukrainian children affected by the greatest nuclear disaster in history that occurred on April 26, 1986. Sonia Cunliffe has highlighted the solidarity associated with the event, the love of thousands of Cuban doctors, and even the unconditional work of those who mediated as translators. She said that the genesis of the idea for the exhibition took place in 2011 while she was visiting Cuba. On that occasion, she decided to visit the town of Tarara to investigate the children of Chernobyl. Later, in 2015, another work project brought her back to Cuba, where she linked up with the Cuban journalist Maribel Acosta and decided to undertake further research. According to Sonia, every detail of the story can be found in this multidisciplinary exhibition, evidence of the human magnitude of the project that lasted 21 years and welcomed 26,500 children to Cuba. Maribel Acosta has pointed to the research and the artistic dimension of the exhibition, an interdisciplinary event that links photographic, journalistic, musical, and medical work. The exhibition contains audiovisual interviews, shows files, objects used in the program, and has sound mixes and music especially prepared. The free comprehensive care program for infants victims of the nuclear accident was initiated on March 29, 1990, when Fidel Castro received the first 139 children and announced the willingness to receive no less than 10,000. More than 300 literary works by Spanish-language authors from around the world have submitted their text to the 18th Ibero-American Short Story Award Julio Cortázar, 1914 to 1984, whose winners will be announced shortly. According to its organizers, the awards ceremony will be held on the 26th of the month in the Federico Garcia Lorca Capitol Hall of the Dulce Maria Loynes Cultural Center on 19th Street in Vidado here in Havana. The ceremony will be attended by Cuban writers and artists who maintained close ties of friendship with Julio Cortázar, considered one of the most innovative and original authors of his time, master of poetic prose and the short story in general. This edition has a jury composed of distinguished authors, such as the Argentinian Roberto Ferro and the Cubans Alberto Marrero and Julio Travioso. The event became a space for the evaluation and literary creation has a greater international recognition every year, so each event increases the number of participants and the quality of the pieces. Created on the initiative of the prestigious Lithuanian intellectual Unye Karvelis, the Julio Cortázar Ibero-American Short Story Award aims to stimulate annually the narrators from all over the world who write in the Castilian language. Sponsored by the Cuban Book Institute, the House of the Americas, and the Union of Writers and Artists of Cuba, UNIAC, the contest is supported by the Ministry of Culture of the Argentinian Republic and the ALIA Foundation. The Cuban intellectual Miguel Barnet and his coordinator Basilia Papastibiatiu appear as honorary president of the contest. And that's it from me for today on the Arts Roundup. I'm Gerwin Jones.